The Nikki Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. Great quality food for less.
We do have our agony aunt live in the studio. She's frantically looking through her notes at the moment. And
she's going through the big sack that she wheeled in.
Let's be honest about it. She's had, I mean, you can speak for yourself, Joanne McAnally is here. You must have been inundated with
it's
people again this week. It's getting bigger, isn't it?
It's the ute. I've had to quit my day job.
The ute.
It's the ute. I've had to quit my day job so I can go through all the mail.
You know what?
I've paper cuts all over my body.
Really?
I'm in bits.
Just putting yourself out there for the job, you know? She works hard for the money, Nikki.
I'm just trying to help.
That's your favourite song, isn't it?
It is my favourite song. But last week, just so people know, there was a lot of people complaining because they were worried about some of the things that you said and that it wasn't good to leave your child in the airport. It was a joke. It was a bloody joke.
Yes. It wasn't a joke. I stand by that. I would leave my child in the airport.
You nearly got us taking us off the air, by the way.
Really?
Joanna, there was a lot of complaints where we had to defend you.
I can't believe if someone like got on. It's not. It's very irresponsible. Like, seriously, lads. Lighten up.
And we had to actually say Joanne McAnally is a comedian.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you're not officially an agony aunt, so I'm just so we're in the clear.
I'm a mother as well. A caring, loving, doubting mother.
You're not, are you?
I am. I have a lot of kids in the airport.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to believe you or not. Anyway, what has happened this week?
Well, as I said, I didn't even know where to start, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Start at the beginning.
Yeah.
Have we done a bit of music or anything now?
Do you know what we did have? It's gone off the car.
Well, talk to Joe.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's in the process. I've already addressed it, okay?
I feel a bit flat now without it. So, do you know what I mean? I feel like I can't get into the zone.
Okay, wait there.
Any sign?
Wait there. They're sending it into me.
Bueller. Anyone?
1850.
There you go.
815.
Now, joining us on the show, Joanne McAnally, everybody.
Woo-hoo.
To deal with the nation's problems. Joanne, you've been inundated, your sack is full.
I love how Nikki says my name, Joanne McAnally.
Do you know why he does? And actually, I apologise, because it's because of Angus McAnally.
I sound Italian, I like it, it's good.
Angus McAnally is McAnally for some reason, but you're McNally.
McNally.
Oh, there's no way.
No.
I'll do it again. I'll do it right here, now. You ready?
All
it's
right.
Just as well this whole thing is edited, are you ready?
He's from the north side.
Here we go.
1850, 715-815.
Joining us now on the show, Joanne McAnally.
Woo! There you go.
Okay, here to soon anyway, fix everybody's
tell
problems.
Tell us, what is the problem this week, Joe?
Here we go. Now, this came in from Carol in Carlow.
Mm-hmm. Is that Carol or Carl?
Carol.
Okay.
Yeah, C-A-R-O-L.
Okay, it's just that accent.
Dear
Carol.
Mind yourself, Nicola. Mind yourself. Dear Joagony, my head is wrecked. I'm in love
is
with
that wrecked or A-C-K-E-D? Like wrecked.
I think I wrote this.
My head is wrecked. I'm in love with the lad in work and I don't know what to do about it. Some days he's really flirty and other days he's not. He's hot, he's cold, he's yes, he's no, etc.
Oh.
I was thinking maybe I'd just ask him out and see what he says.
Oh.
I'm hesitant because obviously sharing an office every day could make things a little awkward. Yours in professional distress.
Jenny Green.
Carol from Carlo.
Get over
Nikki.
Yourself. You're not
Carol
my type.
From Carlo. So yeah. Did she say that she likes him?
815.
Yeah.
She's not listening to me.
I don't know whether to ask him.
What have you just been doing?
Listen, you get
you're staring right at me. What are you thinking about?
I was thinking about who it was.
You don't
want
to know.
You never know where my head goes.
You're staring through me.
You never know where my
ice cream cone. Yeah, so she's
with
saying
the screwball at the end.
She's saying that she's really into him.
Okay.
And that she's
I missed that bit.
She's getting signs from him,
mm-hmm.
but not consistent signs.
So she's wondering, is she going to put herself out there and then get embarrassed when she finds out he's not interested?
Exactly. Mm. And I was like, you know what, Carol? I am so glad you got in touch because I'm about to stop you making an absolute show out of yourself.
Oh, no. So what are the signs? What should you look out for? Because I have to be honest, I'm crap at this.
I just want to say, there's a time and a place for asking lads out, and the office is not it.
Why?
No.
Don't take your chances there.
You should never on your own doorstep. Big mistake.
And if he says no, you're the one diving behind the water cooler out of mortification.
Yeah. And then even if he says yes and it doesn't work, you have to still see him every day.
I know. There's two types of fancying in the office. This is my theory.
Okay.
By the way, we've got a lot of people in offices listening at the moment, like who fancy people, who don't fancy, I'd say this resonates with loads of people.
Yeah.
So
but
be
I
careful.
I would say 87% of them are just killing time. They're fancying people so they don't have to fill out Excel docs and staple things. That's it. That's what you do. I fancied people. There are three in the real world and there are nine in the office world. That's what happens. You're
Would
killing
you consider
time.
This your office as well? Yeah. It kind of is.
I work with you guys. Yeah. I know. I'm a disc jockey.
I know. You've had your eye on Ronnie for the last couple of weeks.
This is what I was going to say, right?
Yeah.
So these are what I call tea lights.
Okay.
Small flames of passion, if brought out into the real world, extinguished straight away.
Okay.
Like the way we all feel about Alan.
Oh.
Al, you've been brought back into this. Aww. He's not here to defend himself.
Poor we Al. All know, brought out into the real world, none of us would have any interest in him.
No, probably not. It's just we have to.
I would, Al. I'd always, you'd always be my best mate.
Liar. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a tea light. There's no shame in being a tea light. Okay. Somebody writes for tea lights. You're still, your face and your presence is still keeping someone from boredom during the day. That's something to be proud of.
Okay.
But traditionally, people don't bring tea lights out for dinner. So she needs to figure out if he's serious about her or not.
How does she do that to her? How the hell can she do it?
Well, Nikki, well, there's the physical signs.
What are they?
Oh my God, look, he looks so...
Do you know what he's after giving?
Hanging on my arm. Are you listening to me?
Yeah,
now?
I'm waiting.
Are you listening
You're
to
gonna
me
fix
now?
The nation's
he's
problems.
He's after giving you video face there. That's what that is.
If you look at
this is video face.
Oh, is that Westlife face? You know you're on the
you
radio,
mentioned
yeah?
it. You mentioned it. Yo, it's a Euro.
What just happened there?
Yo, it's a Euro.
Sorry.
For saying Westlife.
Yeah, that's another one.
Signs.
2 euro.
Why, are you not selling albums anymore? Are you trying to make some cash?
It's called the swear box.
I'll give you a tenner if you want one. Like.
Is that sterling or is that dollars or is that euro?
Lads. You can put it into your Westlife pile.
give us the signs to look out for.
Engorged irises.
That's something to do with your eyes, Jenny.
I'm glad you know.
Everyone's irises are calm.
See,
here
I learned
today.
This in school, actually. If your pupils dilate, that means you've got the hots for somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned that when I was in primary school.
Yeah,
it's to do with hormones. It's hormones.
Is that true? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think.
I feel like I should squint now just in case.
Unless my teachers were lying to me.
They might have been lying to you. So that's the sign
engorged
to look out for.
Irises, small Freudian slips, you know, like say, instead of saying, do you need something from the stationery cupboard, he might say,
do you want to join me in the station?
Exactly. I love you, Carl. I love you. Small things like that. Brushing past her when there's no need to do it.
And that's just a bit creepy, though, isn't it?
That's sexy.
Yeah.
In the office, that's sexy?
Yeah.
It's probably going on upstairs as we speak.
See, there's people outside. Lindy's saying it's creepy. Everyone else is different.
I brushed past Marty Whelan coming in.
Oh, well then. Did you do it on purpose?
Yeah, he had his top off. He was drinking cans in the car park. I got a summer vibes on.
That's a different Marty Whelan from RTE. That's Marty that hangs out. So tell me, there was one you mentioned earlier that I honed in on, which was when somebody's telling a story or a joke.
This is the key, right? If a lad is standing in a group, right, and he tells a joke and then he looks at you for approval, it's because he wants to make you his wife.
Okay, so what are we thinking? What should she do? She's got to have
well,
to do
Well, you see, it's very hard for me
she
to know because I'm not
up.
In the office with Carl. Do you know what I mean? But what I was thinking was she needs to make a list. What
check
I
it
just
twice.
Said there. Check it twice. Go back into the office. Mm-hmm. Figure out if he's taken any of the boxes. Also, what's good is if she ignores him for a week.
Oh, that's
see
always
how he reacts
good.
Then.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah, yeah.
Treat him mean. You always want what you can't have as well, so better to ignore someone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'll come running.
Point blank, you're saying do not ask this man out.
Do not ask this man out. No, no. Keep a professional.
Have you ever done that?
Unless his iris is engorged to the size of Mars and then go for it.
Okay.
Okay.
You haven't done that before, have you?
Which
you haven't
now?
Asked somebody out now and then.
Certainly have not.
Just checking.
Absolutely not. Trying to work in an office.
Well,
right, Joanne, unfortunately, time has got the better of us. We have to leave it there. What is the girl's name again?
Carol from Carlo.
Carol from Carlo.
So,
you don't have a surname,
I hope no? I helped her.
I think you did help Carol from Carlo, and I think you probably helped a lot of people, certainly in offices around the place, maybe even upstairs. It could be going on as we speak.
Yeah.
So if you have any more problems you want to send in for Joe next week, you can email mbshow@rte.ie. And if you have any thoughts on today's problem, feel free to text them to us, 51552.
Now, I have to play this before you go. Hang on, just a bit of this. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe McNally is, in fact, a comedian. Please do not take anything she says seriously. Thank you very much for joining us, Joe.
Thank you, and we've pronounced
Stop
your name correctly.
Stop undermining my credentials.